Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Samuel, Week 2, The Hannah Ministry, Wednesday Related Verses, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. And she made a vow and said, O Jehovah of hosts, if you will indeed look upon the affliction of your female servant and remember me and not forget your female servant, but give to your female servant a male child, then I will give him to Jehovah for all the days of his life, and no razor will come upon his head. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 3. And Jehovah said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication, which you have made before me. I have sanctified this house, which you have built, by putting my name there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there continually. Daniel chapter 9, verses 17 through 19. And now hear, O our God, the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that has been desolated for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by your name. For we are not presenting our supplications before you based upon any righteous doings that we have done, but based upon your great compassion. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. Do not delay for your own sake, O my God. For your city and your people are called by your own name. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27. Moreover, in like manner, the Spirit also joins in to help us in our weakness, for we do not know for what we should pray as is fitting, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Related reading. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 20, we have a word regarding Samuel's origin. We should not consider that Samuel came out simply from his father Elkanah. Actually, Samuel came out of God's economy. God had his eternal economy, but the carrying out of God's economy had come into question. God had ordained that Aaron's descendants would be the priests for the carrying out of his economy, but that priesthood became stale and waning. God's heart's desire was to gain someone to replace that priesthood. In order to gain such a person, God brought together in marriage Elkanah and Hannah. Elkanah had two wives. According to God's sovereign arrangement, the second wife, Peninnah, had children, but Hannah had no children. Furthermore, her rival provoked her bitterly to irritate her because Jehovah had shut up her womb. This forced Hannah to pray desperately, not mainly for herself, but for God. She promised God that if he gave her a male child, she would return the child to him by the vow of a Nazarite. God was pleased with Hannah's prayer and her promise, and he opened her womb. Hannah conceived, bore a child, and named him Samuel. From this, we see that actually no human being was the origin of Samuel. God was the real origin, who motivated his people sovereignly and secretly. In the midst of the chaos of the degraded Israel, Elkanah and Hannah remained in the line of life ordained by God for his eternal purpose. The line of life is a line to bring forth Christ for the enjoyment of God's people, that on earth God may have his kingdom, which is the body of Christ, the very organism of the triune God. We need to pray something that is an echo of what is on God's heart. Hannah's prayer was like this. God wanted a Samuel. Yet he needed Hannah's cooperation to pray to him, saying, "Lord, I need a son." This prayer was very human, yet it was a cooperation with the divine move for God's economy. After such a prayer as Hannah prayed, it was easy for God to do something, because man's cooperation had become a base on which he could move. The moving God answered the prayer of Samuel's mother according to his desire and intention for his move among his elect. God's move in response to Hannah's prayer was in keeping with the principle that God needs man's cooperation with his move in his economy. This is the principle of incarnation. God could motivate Hannah as a person who was one with him in the line of life. As long as he can gain such a person, he has a way on earth. I hope that at least some of us will be today's Hannahs and say, "Lord, if you have anything on your heart to accomplish for your purpose, I am here. I am remaining in the line of life for the carrying out of your economy." God needs many Hannahs, persons who can bring forth some Samuels to turn the age. The origin of Samuel was especially his God-seeking mother with her prayer. Her prayer was an echo of the heart's desire of God. Her prayer was a human cooperation with the divine move for the carrying out of God's eternal economy. God's move with his answer to Hannah's prayer was to produce a Nazarite who was absolute for the fulfilling of his desire. The Lord Jesus was a Nazarite, as were Peter and Paul. Actually, everyone who remains in the line of life is a Nazarite. If we would be today's Nazarites, we must take God as our head and husband, submitting to him and have no interest in worldly pleasures.